Hello, I'm Jason Price. I'm with the Omens MC, Seven Cities, Virginia. I'm the Sergeant at Arms, and my riot name is Hustle Man.
Tell me a little bit about your organization. How large is it? How many members do you have?
Well, our organization started off in 1976 out of Cleveland, Ohio. We have chapters in 11 states. Exact numbers can't give you that, but we are in the hundreds. And then we have a local chapter here in the Hampton Roads area.
Okay, so 1976, wouldn't that put you guys as one of the oldest predominantly black motorcycle clubs in the country?
Yes.
Okay.
Not the oldest, but one of the oldest, yes.
Cool. Now, is there a training or safety course that folks have to go through to be a member? Or what's the process if somebody says, I want to be a part of Seven Cities Motorcycle Club, the Omens? What would I have to do?
You have to own and operate your own motorcycle. You have to be licensed as well. Everything has to be above board, so you got to have your insurance. Then you will be considered a hangaround, so you would approach a member, introduce yourself. You get an opportunity to hang around the club to see if what we do is something you want to be a part of. Then after a period of hangaround, you would then express that you want to join the club, and then we will assign you a sponsor. You'll become a prospect, and then during your prospecting phase, that can be anywhere from 6 months to over a year. That depends on the individual. There's various things that you have to do as a prospect. You got to make a couple of rides with us, got to visit some of our other chapters, community work you have to do, you know, get to know your local members as well as some of our national members. And then from there, if you're a good fit, we'll vote on you, and then we'll present you with your colors.
Are there things you could do to get kicked out?
Yes. We have rules and protocols. You know, you're fighting members, if you're stealing, things like that.
Okay, I got you.
Or if you just break the law, period, because we're not lawbreakers. We're regular 9-to-5. You know, we got families and things of that nature as well, so we don't want riffraff.
What's the furthest you've ridden as a group?
As a group, we've done a ride to Daytona.
Now, you all have something special happening this week. Tell us a little bit about what's going on.
So our mother chapter up in Cleveland, Ohio, every year this weekend is what we call breakout. So this is when all of our chapters will make our pilgrimage ride, and we'll ride up to Cleveland, Ohio, and we'll just have fellowship. We'll show our colors, show our numbers, have barbecue, have a party. Then we get back on our bikes on Sunday and we head on back home.
Is it mostly socializing, or is there a community service aspect to your organization as well?
So we do community service. Since we have members from each one of the cities here in the area, we kind of do a round robin of our community efforts. Last year, we sponsored a school, elementary school in Portsmouth, where we gave school supplies, and then we put a couple of $100 on a couple of kids' lunch accounts so that they can have food, so they never have to go hungry. And then we do the food bank, and then around Christmas, Thanksgiving time, we'll donate turkeys. We have sponsored families before where a few of our members went to church. They got a couple of names, family name members, and we bought the whole spread for them so they wouldn't have to buy or miss the Thanksgiving or Christmas meal.
Very nice. What are your group's biggest safety concerns when you're on the road?
Other drivers, folks not paying attention. Negligence of the ones that are on four wheels, just not paying attention. We've had a lot of accidents where folks have drifted into motorcycle lanes because they just don't see them, or jump in the light, things of that nature. So we need everybody that's in the cars and the vehicles just to look out for us. That's all.
Thank you, Hustle Man, so much for giving me some time today. You guys have a safe ride to Cleveland.
Thank you.